Declan, does 2-0 flatter Waterford?
Look, 2-0 I would have taken before the game, but in hindsight, looking back, yes, we've been wasteful in front of goal, but look, overall, Martin, tonight has been a very positive night for us. It's been a night where the players have, you know, they've really came to the party again. You know, people were questioning them. It's the first time I've really felt outside influences questioning and asking about their integrity and their ability and their hunger, which I thought was very disrespectful. Yes, we've lost the North West Derby, but listen, look at the stats, look at the creative opportunities that we've had in this league this year, and it was harsh. It was harsh on our players, it's harsh on the staff, it's harsh on the club that people are questioning their integrity. And the players felt that. And there was a nervousness about us coming into the game tonight, that people were looking over their shoulders and thinking, well, is this as good as it gets? But do you know what? You just watch that game back and see how dominant we were, how brave in possession we were, how we defended with our lives and how we ran and got our miles up. So, look, testimony to the players tonight. Could have been more than 2-0. But look, the biggest thing was a response, and the response tonight was emphatic.
It's the same group of players who have a major semi-final this day week.
Look, there's nobody's even thinking about it. I can't think of anything tonight other than extreme pride, and I'm really proud of them and what they've had to suck up over the last couple of days. Nonsense on social media, nonsense in the papers, nonsense on radios. To hear that, you know, these bunch of players were getting questioned tonight, they came to a party and they showed what this club's about to them, and I'm delighted for them tonight.
Quite a few players that really put their mark on the game, like Gerard O'Brien, you mentioned him earlier, like a great display.
Class player, really technical, talented boy, working extremely hard. But you look through the team tonight, Park has two goals, Tekka Amadeat has a work ethic, his heart rate, has work rate was incredible. Mickey McCrudden was outstanding. Look, Jamie McDonald's getting better by every game. Defenders don't know where to get tight to him, don't know where to stand off him. If you stand off him, he'll put crosses on. If you get tight to him, he'll run you in behind. Barry McNamee for the first half, I thought, was breaking lines wonderfully well. Darren Cole just plays like Darren Cole. He's dropping shoulders and putting it through people's legs at the edge of his own box, and don't want to see that, but that's Darren Cole. But Owen Toole tonight and Ali Gilchrist, the real formidable partnership. Owen Toole's 20 years of age, just turned 20. And I see all our centre-halves throughout the league have made the move to England. This guy's as good as anything. He's 20 years of age. He's only going to get better, and we're extremely lucky to have him.
You could have had more goals, you said earlier, but the two that we got tonight were exceptional,
brilliant goals to lay for Parky, because, you know, Parky's 19 years of age. He's a boy that, honestly, you ask any centre half that he's came up against in this league and they're looking over their shoulder going, who is this man? Hey, who is this boy? Like, you know, there's serious senior players in this league that he just doesn't give them the time to breathe. He's relentless in his work and he's jumping into people and holding the ball up brilliantly tonight. So take away his goals, delighted for him, but David Parkhouse doesn't have to score goals. They actually feel my love for him, because since the day and hour he's came onto this club, he's just been magnificent.
One of the things you touched on earlier is the competition for places. You know, sometimes three players looking for one spot.
It's great to you. If you had said to me at the start of 10, 12 weeks ago, Kieran Harkin wouldn't have started a game, I would have looked at you and thought of you off your head. But Kieran Harkin's played a full year of senior football. David Parkhouse played a full year of senior football with no break. And now we have competition for places. Now we're able to pick and choose players for certain games and treat it on its merits. But look, each and every player that's on our squad, tonight is all about them having a reaction and hurting from the defeat on Friday night, and I'm delighted for every one of them.